So in this season of ordinary time, we as a church begin that celebration with two profound and great mysteries. Last week, celebrating the mystery of the Holy Trinity, and today, celebrating the mystery of the precious body and blood of Christ. Now, I assign the word mystery to these feasts because I think we can all agree that there is a real challenge at times for us to truly understand what we are doing here. It can be very challenging for us as Catholic Christians to believe that this little piece of bread that we're going to eat, or this sip of wine that we're going to drink, is the body, soul, and divinity of Christ. God. God Himself. The Trinity. Himself. Kind of hard to digest all that. And yet, we keep coming back here time and again because it's important for us to contemplate that mystery constantly. What I find really fascinating is if we look at the first reading this morning where Moses is creating a sacrifice for the people, and he's sprinkling blood and putting blood on the altar. And what's your vision of that? How do you envision that? Because that is what Holocaust meant to the people of his time. And in Jesus' time, they understood that because they still did those types of things. They would destroy animals and burn them completely. This was at a time where they didn't have easily running water and could take showers and clean up and throw their clothes in the washer. So for us, the term Holocaust has taken on a different kind of meaning, right? When I say Holocaust, we might be thinking of the atrocities that kicked off World War II. We might be thinking fearfully about a nuclear Holocaust. But we don't really understand what the Jewish people really went through in order to create a space of worship for God. We come here, everything's pretty neat and tidy. The blood that we celebrate comes in a chalice. We don't have to do the hard work of destroying an animal. We don't have to do the hard work of getting dirty and blood on our hands in order to celebrate this sacrifice. That in and of itself is a mystery. But the real intention of that mystery is what Jesus did in offering himself as a Holocaust. If you are brave enough to see the Passion of Christ, perhaps you can get a vision of what Jesus really endured in his crucifixion. But if not, even if we look upon the crucifix, we can take ourselves into that space where we really understand what Jesus was doing in sacrificing himself entirely, body, soul, and divinity. And so sometimes our focus becomes this. And I want to challenge each and every one of us to maybe think a little bit differently about what this is supposed to mean. We have four Gospels, and in three of those Gospels, the account of the Last Supper, Jesus takes bread and wine, he blesses it, he says the blessing, he gives it to his friends, he says, take this, eat it, drink it. And then he says, do this in memory of me. When we hear, do this in memory of me, our thoughts may automatically go to this clean place. But in the Gospel of John, Jesus doesn't take bread and wine. What Jesus does is he takes a towel, he wraps it around his waist, and he proceeds to wash the feet of his friends. He turns himself into a servant. And he says, "Do this as I have done. Do this in memory of me." That's the this that I want to challenge each and every one of us to think about this morning. Because that this isn't the neat and tidy thing that we're doing here. That this is the servant calling for each and every one of us outside of this place. That's the call to get our hands dirty, to do the work, to make the sacrifices. And it can be a chore. But that's why we do this. Because this space is a space for us to be fed and empowered so that we can do this in memory of him. So this morning, let our focus of prayer be on contemplating the mystery of this Eucharist. What does it mean to do this? And what does it mean to do this outside of here? This space is tidy. The world is messy. We come here to be fed and strengthened to endure that mess. Do this in memory of Christ.